It's our continuing coverage of Pella High basketball as their season will end here 52-46. ADM wins over Pella in the sub-state final here with head coach Derek Schulte. And coach, the fourth quarter is where this game came down to. There were 17 ties or lead changes in this one. You had a six-point lead early in that third quarter. ADM hit a couple of big threes to make it a close game again, and your guys put it all out there on the floor, but just ADM is the one who executed down the stretch.
Yeah, I give ADM credit. Excellent basketball team. We knew it was going to be two state tournament quality teams battling tonight, number 7 versus number 9, and it lived up to that piece. It wasn't the high-scoring game that both teams probably envisioned because both teams battled defensively. What we talked about afterwards, sort of throw the stats out at this point, right? Our guys left it on the floor. We're disappointed we came up short, but I can't say enough about our guys. I love this team, the way we battled. We just wish a few more things would have went our way late.
Well, and you knew that Lawrenson was going to be phenomenal, Hudson Lawrenson, and really at the beginning and at the end of the game, he was a factor. In the middle, there were other guys who were able to kind of contain him and bottle him up, but a player like that was just too good. And once he got to the foul line, it was almost certainty he was going to make them, and he made some big ones in that fourth quarter, but he also got the stir straw, so to speak, for ADM and got this crowd into it early.
He did, and I really thought defensively our guys played excellent tonight, made things tough on their top three guys, and nothing was easy with it. But he gets to the free throw line late. He shoots 87%. He's a closer in that way, and that's why they're a tough team. I thought tonight, our depth gave us a chance, right? We were hoping to be able to wear them down. It just didn't play out that way.
Feels like the other key stats very obviously were turnovers. We had you unofficially 15-4 in favor of ADM in turnovers. And then offensive rebounds, ADM just had a couple of really critical ones that they cashed in on points. I think you did everything else you probably wanted to tonight. You didn't shoot particularly poorly. You didn't have necessarily a bad offensive night. It was just those turnovers, probably the biggest stat.
You're exactly right. We talked ahead of time or after the last game of these extra possession type things in these big games are so critical. The turnover margin is one. We thought we could take advantage of the offensive rebounds, and we did get 8 of them. But unfortunately, like you mentioned, they got a couple critical ones that they turned into fouls or points with it in that fourth quarter when it was a one possession game. And so, like we talked about, we can pick apart the different stats and so on. This group and these seniors, I can't say enough. They've been an absolute joy to coach. This team has been. We start 4-4. It was a little rocky, and it wasn't easy. And what this group showed is the grit, the togetherness, the fight. And then we go 16-2 with the only losses to a DCG team that's playing in a sub-state final in 4A. And so we put ourselves in a great position tonight to be a team that had a chance to compete to go to state. The ending of the story just didn't go our way.
And then tonight, you already mentioned that your bench was, I thought, most evident in terms of carrying you. David had a phenomenal game, maybe the best of his career. Michael came in, had some big minutes, among others. And, we don't want to talk too much about the future of the season, just ended here. But, boy, oh, boy, your depth all season, once you figured it out, was really, really strong for you. And again, there's a good chance you were a top eight team. You just lost to a team that's also a top eight team, and your bench is a huge part of that all year.
You're exactly right. And, we're unique in that way. We play 11 tonight, but each guy brings different qualities and different strengths to the table and did that all year long. And that uniqueness has been really fun to coach. And this is a group, the hardest part about a night like tonight is the end of the journey. And can't say enough about all 16 in that locker room and the way they practiced every day, the way we prepared for this game, and our depth was a big part of that.
Here with head coach Derek Schulte, this interview powered by Hy-Vee as the season wraps up here against ADM 52-46. And it gets to a senior class that started behind the eight ball. As awesome as it was to go to the Dome, it was evident very early in the season that they missed some critical time and critical minutes, and the senior class fought through that. They fought through the emotions of that, especially with Jay retiring, and especially Colin and Tyson having injuries coming out of football, and the rest of your football guys really worse for wear, and they put it all together. And I know you won't make that an excuse, but I'll say that it clearly showed there were some football legs early on. Your guys overcame that, And then here they are with a chance and a really good chance to go to the state tournament against a team that could make a lot of noise next week in Des Moines.
This group of seniors modeled the type of leadership we want in our program. They're not the most vocal group, even though they got more and more vocal as the year went on, which was great to see. But they just were leadership in action. They were selfless. They worked extremely hard, and they always put the team first. This group of seniors is going to be missed sorely. It truly was a pleasure to coach them, and there's better days ahead for them and their next step in college and different pieces, but that's going to be a group that is highly successful in whatever they do because of the people that they are.
And then we're not going to get too much into this into our season recap, but boy, oh boy, the cupboard will not be bare. Those seniors obviously leave behind some holes that you'll have to fill, but it is evident that there is talent in the program right now, and that I'm sure the expectations will be every bit as high next year with the group coming in.
Our depth is great. We got a high number back. We can talk about those pieces, I think, next time with it. I think I just want to end it with our seniors leading it, but everybody being a part of it. As I thanked them in the locker room for just the way that they represented the program and the way they left everything on the floor. That's all you can ask as a coach. And we just wish that they had more time together and one more opportunity to compete. But that's the way it ended. And this group will be able to be honored after this season.
ADM 52, Pella 46 here in the Class 3A Substate Final. That's head coach Derek Schulte. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Coach, appreciate all your time throughout the winter, especially with the hectic start that we had and kind of the crazy in-between in the middle of the season as things just kind of got going for you. And your guys, obviously, a lot of fun to follow. It's been a joy for Trevor and I, and I know that we look forward to the next time we're calling Pella basketball coming up in late November.
Thank you very much, Andrew.